KSI News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Federal authorities are ramping up arrests of protesters and providing differing views on the need for the National Guard in Los Angeles.
Federal authorities have begun charging protesters with throwing Molotov cocktails during protests in the Los Angeles area.
We have FBI collecting video. We are collecting body cam. We're collecting social media.
U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley.
We're going to identify people. They think the mask is saving them. It's not saving them.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom saying Trump's actions
illegally and for no reason. This brazen abuse of power by a sitting president inflamed a combustible situation.
Sound courtesy KABC 7 Los Angeles. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune is warning colleagues they'll have to work through the 4th of July break unless they wrap up work on the big, beautiful bill by the end of the month. Bob Agnew reports.
Republicans have been sounding optimistic they can achieve a compromise before June 27th, when they're scheduled to break for their state work period. This week expected to feature major breakthroughs as both the Finance and Agriculture Committees hammer out language on some of the bill's most controversial issues. Republicans can afford to lose only 3 votes in the end, when already firmly notched in the no column is the vote of fiscal hawk Senator Rand Paul. He's rejecting the bill over its $4 trillion hike in the debt ceiling. Bob Agnew reporting.
The United States is drawing down the presence of staffers who are not deemed essential to operations in the Middle East and their loved ones due to the potential for regional unrest. The State Department said Wednesday that it's ordered the departure of all non-essential personnel from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. On Wall Street, the Dow down by a point, the Nasdaq dropping 99, the S&P 500 lower by 16. This is SRN News. A new look at global religion.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that Islam is the fastest growing faith on the planet. Between 2010 and 2020, Islam added about 350 million new followers, more than all other religions combined. Christianity is losing ground, but still boasts the most total followers globally, 2.3 billion compared to 2 billion even for Islam. However, in third place and growing fast is the religiously unaffiliated, now numbering 1.9 billion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vietnam has abolished its long-standing two-child limit to try and reverse declining birth rates and ease the pressures of an aging population. The National Assembly passed amendments scrapping rules that limit families to having one or two children. Vietnamese families are having fewer children than ever before, and births have fallen below the replacement rate, just like most countries in Asia. This is SRN News. A stock rally loses steam.
Stocks pulled back a bit on Wall Street, putting the brakes on a recent rally that had brought the market close to the all-time high it set early this year. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Wednesday. That was the first drop for the index in 4 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was basically unchanged. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.5%. Chewy dropped 11%. The seller of pet supplies reported profits that fell short of forecasts. Treasury yields fell in the bond market after a better-than-expected report on inflation. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.42%. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump is expected to sign a measure Thursday that blocks California's first-in-the-nation rule banning the sale of new gas-powered cars by 2035. Trump also plans to sign measures blocking California rules to curb tailpipe emissions in certain vehicles. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.